Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
I'm Jackie Cooper, Chief Brand Officer and Senior Advisor at Edelman. We are lucky enough to be recording this episode from Austin, Texas, where people from industries around the world have gathered for South by Southwest. I'm joined today by Mindy Barry, Global Vice President of Sheba for Mars Petcare. She's an expert in brand building. In her role at Sheba, Mindy leads the brand strategy, communication, and creative direction. Mindy, very much welcome to The Trustmakers.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
We're recording this in Austin. We've all gathered for South by Southwest early in the week here. But what brings you and Sheba to South by Southwest this year?
I'm thrilled to be here. South by Southwest has such a rich history and heritage in storytelling. And as a brand builder, storytelling and innovating in how to tell stories is what inspires me and constantly fuels me. And so I'm here this week on behalf of Sheba, and in partnership with Variety, we're hosting the Reef Builders documentary watch party. And this is a film that was funded by Sheba, and it's the story about the importance of coral restoration, and importantly, highlighting that there is hope, that there are solutions out there, and also the inspiring people that are just working relentlessly around the world to make an impact. The watch party is bringing together filmmakers and media and scientists and the sustainability leaders so that we can all collectively share in this very, very important conversation and through that hopefully inspire action. And then I'm really excited beyond the documentary. I'm joining a panel discussion with Female Quotient to discuss how we're leveraging AI and emerging technologies and data-driven insights as a brand and as a company. So really a week of both getting inspired by others and then also getting to participate in a lot of exciting forums.
Female Quotient have such a great setup here and such a great amount of panel discussions for their schedule. What I love about what you've talked about is the content part of what you're doing. And this new documentary, Reef Builders, sounds like such an amazing collaboration. So can you just talk a little bit about what this documentary is about? Because it's quite an unusual move for you, but it's absolutely inspirational one, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, the Sheba brand, first of all, just believes in the power of storytelling to inspire real world change. And this is a story that needs to be told. And so Reef Builders, it's highlighting the urgency of coral restoration efforts. And it features the coastal communities of Indonesia, Kenya, Hawaii, and Australia as they're racing against time to restore their coral reefs. And those reefs are essential for their food, their income, coastal protection. And at the heart of this documentary is the story of the Hope Reef in Indonesia. And this is the flagship site for the Sheba Hope Grows program, where the local community and scientists have been partnering together for over a decade to rebuild a coral reef that had been reduced to rubble. And so their work proves that this large-scale coral reef restoration is possible. And through it and through this film, what we hope to do is create hope, because despair and hopelessness lead to apathy. But when people believe there's hope and something can be done, that's what really sparks action and gets people wanting to be a part of something bigger. And so that's what we're hoping to do through this documentary.
That's an incredible ambition. This isn't something tactical, which I absolutely love, because you've actually been a long-term supporter of coral reef restoration. What happened to this conversation around this that Mars thought this is absolutely a fantastic cause for us? Can you just take us through a little bit how this came to be? Because it's been a long-standing heritage for you.
Yeah, it's been a journey. First, it's probably helpful to understand why this even matters. So today, the world's coral reefs, which I love this saying, the rainforests of the sea, they're in critical danger. And scientists are estimating that if no action is taken, 90% of the world's tropical reefs will be gone by 2043. And with that, potentially threatening 25% of all of the world's marine life and impacting the estimated billion people worldwide that benefit either directly or indirectly from the ecosystem services that these coral reefs provide. So this is an issue that really matters and that requires action on a very big scale, very quickly. So for over a decade before launching the Sheba Hope Grows program in 2021, Mars, which is the parent brand company for Sheba, had been working to establish these types of scalable solutions for coral reef restoration through an organization called Mars Sustainable Solutions. And as they were doing this work, they were understanding that while coral reefs were disappearing at an alarming rate, there were potential solutions that they were seeing that could work. Where we came into this as the Sheba brand is the belief that these stories needed to be told. And so what we are looking to do is use our platform as a global brand and our experience and knowledge in being able to storytell to really give that hope and to ignite that action. So it's something that truly has the credibility of a longstanding program behind it, but it was one that was happening and needing to be scaled faster, and storytelling is the best way to do that.
And it's such an extraordinary thing to commit to. And obviously telling stories is so good because you have the emotional, compelling part of the story. But can I just ask you, why did you decide that a documentary was actually the best way to get your message across?
I love that question. So we decided to fund this documentary to raise awareness of this critical issue and to share the stories of the local communities and the NGOs and the scientists who are working so hard and demonstrating such great resilience in the effort to restore our coral reefs across the globe. And by telling this story in the medium of film, we hope to allow ourselves enough time for those stories to be told in a way that really explores why coral degradation matters, why this is a crisis that we should all care about, and also convey the hope that restoration is possible. And by taking the time of this film, we're able to get people more connected to the people that are on the front lines of this and really ultimately, hopefully, get people to want to take action and care about this issue themselves.
I love it because I think it's got so much integrity by virtue of being that kind of a documentary and therefore so much more credibility in terms of what you're trying to get across. What I love from this conversation is you're clearly so very passionate about the role that purpose can play in a brand. And I'm so excited to ask you this question because I think Mars is such a great example of doing this so beautifully. But in recent years, and in recent months in particular, purpose has become a bit of a trigger word for brand marketers. It's coming under fire with naysayers arguing that brand's only role in society is actually to deliver a great product, drive value for the shareholders. What is your viewpoint on this? Do you think that consumers still want brands to have and communicate their purpose?
I think it's a shame where the conversation's gone. And I think it's a result of people who haven't necessarily operated with the true components required to do purpose in the right way. And so it's a term that's become misused. I think consumers are still caring about brands and companies having purpose at the heart. But what is critical as part of that is three components. With that, there has to be authenticity, there has to be action, and there has to be accountability. And I think of this as almost being like a three-legged stool. And if any of those three legs aren't strong and solid, that's where it falls apart. And so where brands might be opportunistically jumping onto the opportunity to connect to a movement that isn't even authentic to what they as a brand stand for or isn't with knowledge of their consumer and the equity they're looking to build as a brand, or that is missing the tangible impact and results, that's where the issues tend to be. So I'm really proud to work as a part of a company and as a part of brands that do purpose, but do it with that accountability, the action, and the authenticity to the brand.
Yeah, those three legs are the most fantastic safeguards, I think, to keep it to be absolutely real and to have huge credibility to the delivery, which you've done so well. I also think it helps build trust because it's so real. And we've got obviously a ton of research from our trust barometer that really does substantiate what you're saying. It shows that shared values, along with the political and the cultural context, define very much when, why, and how a brand should act. So do you consider the sort of political and cultural context when Sheba acts? Because I think brand marketing in our past, we didn't need to do this so much. And obviously now things are happening in our world that means that context is more important than ever, sometimes context that we don't have control over. So how do you manage this when Sheba acts, according to sort of matching that up with the values and purpose?
I think the first piece is that it does come down to making sure you've got those three pillars in place. And then I think partnerships is a really key way of addressing that cultural component. Because what I believe is really important is through partnerships, through talking directly with the organizations or the people that you're looking to make impact, it is one of those things where you need to understand what are their needs, what does help actually look like, so that as you're taking action, you're doing it in a way that's actually meaningful and adding value. And I think a lot of the time it's that lack of listening that is where the challenges happen. And so on the programs and the brands that I've worked on, we've always started, before we've even formed the program, with talking with the communities and with the people, and so that we can really listen and understand how can we help make an impact that's meaningful and that truly delivers that mutual value for all of the parties involved. When partnership underpins that authenticity and the action and the accountability, that's really where the magic happens in my mind.
I love that, because I think it adds to also the protection, because you've got someone in there with you. Given how much everything is changing in our world right now, especially in the US, how does Mars manage if you have something that you've listened to, that you engage in a campaign, and then maybe the context changes or the culture changes? How do you manage with a big campaign or with big decisions to pivot? Because that's something I think that we're hearing from a lot of marketing leaders who are saying, I'm quite concerned that things might change. It's actually easier to do nothing. But you don't seem to have that attitude. You seem to be very clear on making sure that you are acting and you are delivering on purpose.
In my mind, this comes back down to knowing what your brand stands for. And if you are doing things for the right reason and that are true to your brand versus being opportunistic to take advantage of a moment, that is always going to be the right thing to do. So while, yes, there may be nuances, I think it comes down to knowing where you want your brand to be and the conversations that make sense for you to be a part of and remaining true to that. Because similar to how consumers can assess when it's not authentic and you're trying to be opportunistic with grabbing a moment, they can similarly sense when you're holding back and neither is authentic and neither is building the equity of the brand in a way that truly compels people to want to be a part of what you are offering.
It's so interesting that that's your answer, because we have, from the Trust Barometer, and we're looking at this again for the Brand Trust survey that we're doing for Cannes in June, looking at the permission space for brands. And it plays exactly to what you've just outlined, that you have to know your values, you have to know your audience values, and that's your protection for your permission space, and to just hold that to heart, because the context may change, but if you're grounded in your values and the audience values, then that's where you have the permission to play. And we're going to get some data in June, which I think will be really interesting, on the cost of silence. So I love that you mentioned that actually you can't stand back either. That's not actually a solution.
Correct. You can't afford to be silent, but you also can't afford to be not authentic. And I love that point on audience, because it is truly, when we talk about authenticity, it's knowing where your brand has the right to play, but it's also knowing how your consumer sees you, what your consumer is looking for. And I'm really excited at Mars. We spend so much time and energy talking about pet parent centricity. And as an overall organization for Mars Pet Care, we talk about a better world for pets. And as part of that, we need to understand our pet parents better than anybody else. And so that is always something that we're grounding in. And as long as that's your guiding force, the rest falls into place the way that it should.
Sheba's commitment to this mission of having reef restoration is a really great example of taking proper, meaningful action. And I should think there's some listeners here thinking, well, can you help us have some advice about how we can make real impact in a way that really does feel authentic and aligned with their values?
Impact, first and foremost, for me, starts with looking beyond what's expected. So there's two sources of inspiration for me. One is mutual value, and it's about creating meaningful value in the world. And the brands that are going to win in the future are the brands that have this broader view, and they're not just self-serving and product-oriented. They're connecting with their consumer. They're connecting with their audiences in meaningful ways. And to me, that is powerful. And that is what's expected of us as the brands that will win in the future. And also, my advice is to take a holistic view. So identify where your business has the right to make a meaningful difference. Make sure that's aligned with the equity you're looking to build for the brand. And then committing to that long-term action. And that long-term action is really important. And purpose-driven initiatives work best when they're integrated into how the company operates rather than existing as a separate effort. So we spent a lot of time on this as the Sheba brand, making sure that it was as integrated as possible, because it can't just be seen as a one-off or it doesn't work. And above all, transparency. Transparency does matter. So sharing that real progress and acknowledging the challenges as well, acknowledging it's a journey. I think sometimes brands can be scared that they may not be to perfect, but I think as long as it's always told through the lens of progress, that gives you a lot of right to play in that space. So none of us are perfect. It will always be a journey, but having that humility to the story grants you a lot of permission.
It's such a good reality check that to do something is better than doing nothing. And we see that brands everywhere are basically grappling right now as to how to respond to the changing wants and needs of their consumers. How does your team at Sheba keep your finger on the pulse on these very much changeable expectations from your consumers?
One way we stay on the pulse is by continually investing in understanding our pet parents. And we do that at a big macro quantitative level and also at a very small one-on-one type level. So as an example, last year, Mars conducted the world's largest ever pet parent survey. And in that, we revealed things like 45% of dog and cat parents now consider sustainability to be a key factor in their purchasing decisions. Gen Z, that's the most pet parent obsessed generation yet, they're helping drive this shift. And so there were a lot of insights that came out of this big quantitative global study. But at the same time, the other piece we invest in is we have this virtual platform where at any time we can do one-on-one connects with any consumers across the world. And I love it. You know, just recently I had a call with a consumer, a cat parent in China, and you were able to just ask them, how do you make choices? Talk to me about when you go to the store. Talk to me, what are the things that make you nervous? What do you think you're doing great as a cat parent? What could you do better? So it's that combination of having data with the qualitative overlay that I think really helps us stay in touch, because ultimately our goal is to be able to both understand and anticipate the pet parent's needs throughout their pet parent journey.
I love this phrase, pet parents. It's so brilliant. And obviously you've touched on talking to someone in China, which is absolutely fantastic, because obviously there's nothing to beat proper feedback. Consumer expectations vary so much by country. We're global and yet we're not as well. The hyperlocal is something that we also talk about so much with the trust barometer. So how do you think about this from both the global, you know, you are this huge global firm, but you've also got local nuances. So just talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the words we've started using quite a bit is global. And the reason for that is we do set our strategy at a global level, and we've got a vision for how we're wanting to build and drive the brand. But at the same time, we do have to stay very connected with the local markets. And so having that strong partnership, I talked about partnership in context of purpose, but I think partnership applies equally important as we think about overall brand building and driving of a brand strategy. And so having those really strong working relationships with the local markets and understanding what are their needs, what are their challenges, what are those nuances. And then within there, from a product standpoint, for example, because Shiba is ultimately a cat food, from a product standpoint, there are things that are universally understood and shared. Cats are picky. The product must taste great. Palatability is something we talk about all the time. The packaging format, though, that might change market to market based on what the consumer prefers. The flavor choices, which protein the cat prefers. Again, those may be small local nuances, but sitting behind the product design and making a great high quality product, that is something that is universally expected. And then similarly, as we think about purpose, the benefit we have with what we're doing with Reef Builders and the Shiba Hope Grows program, this is a crisis that's affecting every single one of us, whether it's directly or indirectly. And so it is global and universal in its impact and its importance. So this is one where we do have an opportunity and I believe a responsibility to help go drive action to instill this hope and so that we can ultimately really scale the magnitude of what's being done. We have a ticking time, 2043. So we need to be getting even more people involved in more locations to help make this happen. And it is the local community where ultimately the real impact will be driven.
It's a beautiful way of summing up what can be global and also what is respectful of what's happening locally.
Yeah, to me, it all goes back to this idea of partnership and listening, right? And no matter what it is, whether it's driving your business, driving your purpose, having that at the heart is ultimately going to drive you to the best solutions.
Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. Thank you, Mundu, so much. It's been absolutely fascinating. We're very grateful that you joined us, shared your insights, shared your expertise. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to The Trustmakers.
Thank you for tuning into The Trustmakers, an Edelman podcast in partnership with Advertising Week, where we speak with leaders and other trust builders across institutions. See you next time. We'll be right back.